You know what? I do want to say one more thing, Gael.
Go ahead, Brett.
Because
I think you should say it.
Well, one of the things that we really started really getting excited about was 70s music.
Oh, yeah.
We started talking about the 70s.
Yeah.
And I want to see if you remember the very first song that came out of your mouth and all that conversation that we had.
If I remember?
Yeah.
Was it Dance to the Music?
No.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yes.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah. And the reason is because one of the things, you know, among a gazillion that I love about Gael is she talks so often about how unity accepts us for exactly how we are and who we are. And that's where that song really came from. So,
should we do that song?
I don't know. Should we do it?
Yeah. Y'all feel like singing a little bit?
It's participatory.
We're not going to do the whole song. We're just going to do certain parts of the song, okay? Y'all ready? You got your voices ready?
You want to get your groove together?
Come on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Leo. Let's go. Karaoke time.
Come on, y'all.
Dance to the music.
I need to hear you better. Come on.
All night long.
Tony, you gonna come help us a little bit?
Everyday people sing a simple song. Mama's so happy.
Louder, y'all, louder, come on.
Papa start to cry.
Put your hands in the air, come on, Unity.
Papa still singing.
Oh, Papa, Papa singing.
You can make it if you try.
Yeah, we're sounding good now.
I wanna thank you for letting me be myself again.
Woo!
Hey, okay. Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Thank you, Gael.
That was amazing.
Thank you, girl.
That was amazing. What's next,
man? You can hang out with me or you can be seated.
Oh, you're getting ready to speak now.
I'm going to. I'm going to say some more.
Put your love and your hands together for Reverend Brother Cole Hall.
Oh, I'm here. Thank you, honey. Give that to somebody that may need it. I don't know. But that is the truth. That is the truth. And ain't it a great theme that here at Unity, we don't have to fit into anybody else's box. Yes, we just get to be ourselves, divine, unique, authentic. And thank you, God, for letting us be ourselves today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So again, welcome to Friendship Sunday, where we celebrate connection, love, soul, and today a little disco. Because as you know, we are already taking a stroll back to the 70s, not just for the funky beats in the bell bottoms. Hello. But because of the 70s, that decade had a loud and clear message, and that was be yourself. Live your truth. Let your soul shine. And today is it's a spiritual soul train of gratitude and joy. And truth. And speaking of, these are not, I don't want to call these prizes, they're gifts. You should have received a mood ring when you came in the door today. Some of you are more excited than others about that. I saw somebody go, yeah! Someone's like, they flipped me off with a mood ring with a little pinky. But does everybody have one?
Yes.
If you don't have one, whoever's got them, can you bring them on in? Hand them out? Whoever has their hand raised. Yeah. So did you get the little, what's that little thing called? The little instruction card. Yeah, the little. What's your mood?
Fabulous.
Is that really what it says on the card? Well, what does your mood say on the card? Tell me, somebody.
Romance.
Romance. Whoa. Wow. Oh. What finger do you have that on? That one, the wedding finger. I'm just making sure from back here. Who else? What mood are you in? What mood do you have? You have mixed emotions. Okay, look, while everyone's getting their ring, I want you to think of this. You know, we love to have fun, clearly, obviously. And a lot more. We're not just about the fun. Because we know that joy and happy are different things. But fun is good.
Fun is way good.
So I want you to think of these rings as a reminder. That like the rings, our feelings shift and change, right? But spirit's groove is steady. It's always here, always within. And when Gail and I started taking this in a different direction, I'm like, well, what in the world are we going to call this thing about the 70s? And the thing that instantly came to me was, well, what's your groove? And I want to tell you where it came from. When I first walked into Unity, do you all remember when you first walked into Unity?
Yeah.
Whenever and wherever that was? I felt it. I felt a soul deep resonance. And it was like, oh, this is my groove. I found mine before Stella lost hers. And it was like an exhale. It really was. There was like it was almost a physical exhale, because at this place called Unity that I had heard about, there wasn't a doctrine or a demand. It was just a safe place with ideas that worked for my soul. It was a spiritual groove. And my soul said, you found it. You found it. I was in my 30s. It said, you belong just as you are. And what is Unity's first foundation? What is that foundation? What is the first foundational teaching? Anyone? Mumble that again louder, Scott. God is all there is, everywhere present. Even when it doesn't look like it, God is all there is, everywhere present. And Unity's second principle reminds us that we are each eternal, individual expressions of God. You don't have to change to be accepted. You just have to show up. And today is not about convincing anybody about Unity. Most of you are very familiar with Unity, and you're back again and again. Today's about the reminder of the power and the importance of finding your groove. If it's Unity, whatever it is, it's about finding it and living it authentically. Finding your groove is not about being perfect. Trust me, I have tried that till I've worn myself out. It's about being aligned. And once I found unity, unity gave me tools and principles and language that it helped me not to just feel better, but to truly be more of myself, who I was, who I had been hiding under a bushel and doing a good job of not letting people know that's what I was doing. You were talking about dancing. Do you ever watch somebody dancing and you think, wow, they are in it. They have found it. That is what it feels like and looks like to be in spiritual alignment. So not only is today Friendship Sunday, and not only is it the last calendar day of summer before fall begins tomorrow, but it is also the 21st of September. And it dawned on me the other day when I was taking all these songs that we had talked about, and I'm like, we're not going to do that one. We're going to do this one. We're not going to do that one. A spirit just kept talking to me. And the other day I went, Sunday's the 21st of September. And I love me some Earth, Wind, and Fire. But will you remember?
Yeah.
I certainly hope so. Shall we go for it?
Yeah.
Leo, hit it. Crank it up. Okay, you know the deal. Tony, you want to come help us out again?
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders, was chasing the clouds away. We're ringing, and the key to our souls was singing as we danced in the night. Remember how the stars will light away. Oh, oh, oh. Party out, singing, you remember. Party out, dancing in September. Party out, never was a cloudy day.
Your body come alive, even if you didn't show it. And I can see you. It's not television. But doesn't your body come alive with that song?
Yes.
I just have to hear those first few chords, those notes. And that is joy. That is Spirit's rhythm pulsing in us.
Yes, thank God.
Thank God. And here's the truth. Sometimes we forget, don't we? Life gets heavy. The world feels very cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
I love that.
I love that word.
Oh, I feel like, what's that show, Phil Springer? Jerry Springer. I feel like Jerry Springer. Keep on going, girls. Yeah. Just don't throw a chair at me. But we feel out of step, you know. Life does get heavy. And that's why we need reminders constantly. We need music. We need community. We need prayer to bring us back into alignment. Ecclesiastes tells us, for everything, there is a season. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. And today is most definitely, obviously, a time to dance. So there's joy in that alignment that I'm talking about, the remembering the joy, the community, the soul connection. That is what unity is all about. And our spiritual principles, especially those first and second ones, they aren't about rules. They're about remembering who we really are. And you know, clearly, music has this amazing power. It lifts us. It carries us. It reminds us that no matter what's going on in our lives, there is always, always a reason to sing. Always a reason to sing. It's one of the things that has made Unity of New York such a special place all these years. The music, because it opens the heart to receive. And how wide an array of music was there in the 70s? You know, it's, we know that disco was huge later in the decade, right? But back at the beginning, there was a lot of folk music. I mean, I don't know if it's because I grew up in the 70s primarily, but it just seemed like there were so many impactful genres of music going on from the beginning of the decade to the end. There's folk, a lot of soul. Yeah. Soul train. American Bandstand, you know, it was all the rage. There was a lot. But it started with, now this is in my memory bank, there was a lot of hippie action going on early. Yeah, girl, work it out. As a kid, I can still remember hearing all about burning bras. That was the early 70s. The folk, the funk, the soul.
And the protests.
Yeah, because that was only during the 70s. Mm-hmm. But I really love Earth, Wind, and Fire. I was blessed to get to play because I was a musician. I would never let anybody hear me sing. I wasn't going to do anything extra to put myself out there to be made fun of. See what Unity helped me get through? But I was blessed to be in a high school with an amazing music program. And in jazz band, we got to play all kinds of music, and I was lead trumpet for 3 years. Yeah. So, oh my God, that's taken me on a tangent. I just had a thing fly into my head. Jimmy Heston quit band because he was 2 years older than me, and he should have been first year, but I was when I was in 10th grade. And I can remember Jimmy Heston. Okay, go with me. All right, we're going down a rabbit hole for just a minute. Okay. Spiritus has always had fun talking about the things that we thought were lyrics in a song.
Yes.
Playing that game. Blinded by the light. Well, but that doesn't sound like what it is, you know. Sounds like something about a douche in the middle of the night. It does. But the reason I'm thinking about all this, I just got a look of Jimmy Heston, this is why I'm thinking about this whole thing, walking down so committed. He was walking down the hallway one day going, I'm not talking about the lithium, and I don't want to change your life. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not what they're singing in that song. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure. But there was such an array of music and there were the Carpenters. Oh my God. I loved the Carpenters. And you know, the simple truth is, when you sing a song, you bring a little more light to the world. You do, yeah. Even if you can't sing, you bring a little more light to the world. As we say in choir, singing is praying twice. So speaking of the Carpenters, Voices in Unity, I can see you all kind of splattered about here. Let's sing a little something. Let's go down a little journey. Hit that. La, 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 la. Yeah, okay, who remembers this? Okay, choir, we're acting like this is spontaneous, but this is the part where you stand up and you walk down to the front and we do this thing together.
Thank you.
voices in unity. And our band, John Cantrell. Do you really know Teresita, or does she just pull a fast one and like a, there's a new? I got some scissors over there. I'm gonna have to cut this up into little pieces. The $100 gift card. We're gonna figure it out, okay? I know where we can figure it out at the dance afterwards.
Yeah.
Again, gotta be in it to win it. But yes, that's it. Sing a song and your spirit raises, right?
Yes.
Proof. Thank you, Voices in Unity. So, not to be a downer, but sometimes singing a song also means drawing a line. Mm-hmm. I remember one time teaching a class, and there was a woman, I think I've talked about this before, who said, "We're only here to love." I said, "We are here to love, and we're not here to be divine doormats when we are being mistreated."
That's right.
And that's right. You better work out, Jerry Springer, there. I love it. But sometimes enough is enough, right? Sometimes spiritual growth is as simple as deciding, I'm done with fear. I am done with lack. I'm done with holding myself back. Yes. I'm done with forgetting where the silencer is on my phone. I'm done with what is going on in our world today. I am done with what's going on with our world today in so many ways. Spirit, guide me to know how to choose joy, to choose love, to choose freedom. Guide me. Here to make this declaration better than I can right now, and only as they can, are those fabulous divas back from the 70s, Tony and Marie Ann.
Don't put up with that stuff, don't you do it. If you've had your fill, get the check, pay the bill, you can do it. Tell fear to just get out, nothing left to talk about. Pack your doubts up, throw them out, just look them in the eye and simply shout. Enough is enough, I can't go on, I can't go on no more. No, enough is enough, I claim my good, I claim it right here, right now.
Can you put Brit's microphone on?
Enough is enough.
It's all right, say it's over.
It's over. If you've had your fill, get the check, pay the bill. Say it's over.
Say it's over.
Tell me to just get out. Say it clearly, spell it out. Enough is enough.
Is enough.
I can't go on. I can't go on no more. No, enough is enough. I claim my good, I claim it right here, right now.
Enough is enough, is enough, is enough, is enough, is enough,
is enough,
enough is enough,
enough is enough. It's love.
I had a choice from the start.
It's love.
I didn't listen to my heart. Got to do
it's
my
love. Enough is enough.
It's enough.
I can't go on. I can't go on no more. No.
Streisand and Donna Summer, known as Tony and Marie Ann. Hallelujah. And Caper goes mad. Okay, newsflash. If that does not get you up on your feet, out of your seat, nothing will. Okay, and that's okay. Enough really is enough. And it is time to step fully into your joy. You know, sometimes you reach a point on your spiritual journey where enough is enough, enough fear, enough pain, small enough, waiting for external permission to be who I am. The song is drama, yes, but it is clearly power, because when we hit a wall, unity reminds us we always have choice. We can think a new thought, take a new step. That is the power of our third principle. We create our experiences through our thoughts, our beliefs, and our actions. So maybe, just maybe, your spiritual groove today begins with letting go, with saying no, so Spirit can say yes through you. You know, looking back on life in retrospect, one of the things I realized when working with this theme that we came up with was that I was mesmerized by so many lights. Lights were mother drugs in the 70s. They were my drugs. You know, the little twirly lamps. Does anyone remember Spencer Gifts? Oh, my God. And that's where I'm going. Lava lamps. Lava lamps. I loved my lava lamp. And it was a sign of things to come. In fact, it was Unity teal blue. Yep. And this is what I'm talking about going, looking back at it. That was probably one of my first meditations. As a kid, I would just stare at that thing until I was so zenned out, nothing my smelly brother, who I shared a room with, would do would bother me. What ties this entire theme all together today is what we started with, friendship and community. Not just with each other, but with the divine, with ourselves, and with the truth that has always been within us. So now I want to take a few minutes to turn inward and to connect and to listen to that rhythm that is uniquely yours. It's no one else's, it can't be anyone else's. So I invite you to close your eyes and take a long, slow breath in at your own pace and release it when you're ready. And again, just breathing in peace and breathing out release. Just feel yourself relax into this sacred space. Your feet are grounded, connected to the earth. Your heart is open. Just feel your spirit settle into the rhythm of your own inner groove. In this moment, you are safe, you are loved, you're enough. Your groove is your God-given rhythm, and it is good. Hear Spirit whispering, beloved, you've got a friend in every season, in every mood, in every change. You are never alone. And now I ask and invite you to bring to mind a time, whatever time comes up, that you fully felt yourself. A moment of joy, of connection, of clarity. No effort, just flow, just allow it to come. That's your groove, that's your truth. And now let that feeling expand and feel the divine pulsing through you, dancing with you, guiding you. Guiding you gently like the perfect song coming on at the perfect time. And now imagine someone walking beside you, a friend, someone who sees you, loves you, believes in you. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's the divine, your own higher self. In unity, we call that the Christ within, the ever-present friend, the voice of love, always available. You've got a friend, not just in this community, but in life, in spirit, in the divine presence within you. Let's rest in that truth, in the silence, for just a moment. As we move into the music, just allow those words to become your prayer. No matter where you are in your journey, when you call out, someone somewhere hears you. And here in this community, you are never alone.
Do is call, and I'll be there. don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
To see you again.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call.
Just call,
and I'll be right there.
So it is.
So it is.
So it is.